You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're about to talk about some theatre with a lovely guest, Morena Nathan-Joe. How are you?
Morena. I'm good, thank you. The weather's been pretty hectic, but I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it is quite gross out there. We haven't had this kind of Auckland weather for a while, though, so I feel like we all get a free pass to talk about it all day, and that's absolutely fine.
Good for the dams.
Good for the dams. Good for the dams. We're not talking about the dams, though. We're talking about cool theatre that is happening at The Basement, and it's a show that you have been sort of, like, I guess, instigating. It's billed as a celebration of Auckland's finest BIPOC storytellers and spoken word artists, and it's called Dirty Passports.
That's correct. So Nisha Madden, who's the programming manager at The Basement, sort of hit me up about this potential idea late last year, and I was like, oh, you want me to put on a poetry show? I don't really know what for or who it would be for or who would be in it. So I kind of sat around, said yes,
yeah,
before I even really had an idea of what I wanted to do with it. But eventually I came to curate the selection of poets or storytellers based on the notion of, you know, we're all minorities, we're all either tangata whenua or immigrants who feel displaced, diaspora, and what stories do we have? What are our commonalities as storytellers, but also what makes us quite, you know, instead of going all minorities are the same, but
what are
our distinct kind of flavours, so to speak?
That's so, it's so cool, I guess, when you start to talk to the people in and around your community, and then when you've had this kind of like nugget of an idea and then you start to flesh it out with the people around you, I guess it turns into something quite different. Who have you been working with on this? Who are some of the people that are going to be involved in this?
I'll name everyone.
Excellent.
It'd be terrible to leave just one person off.
No,
you know?
Absolutely.
So, the inception of the idea sort of started with me and Sam Takani, because Nisha really wanted Sam in The Basement, but he's not necessarily a theatre maker, so how do you get someone who's non-theatre into a theatre space, right?
Yeah.
So Sam Takani, who's most known for, actually, his side hustle is writing erotic fiction that you can commission him to do.
It's all on Instagram.
It's all on Instagram, it's amazing.
It. Yeah, it's great.
Iwa Puamorn and Jameshka Chetty, Takunda Mizondiwa, Jai Selkirk, and Manu Vea. And also Kinji Iwamitsu Holdaway is doing music for it.
That's
which is
awesome.
Really cool, I think.
So it's going to be a kind of somewhere in between, I guess, like theatre and poetry a little bit. How would you sort of like, I guess, couch it for people who aren't sure what they're going to be walking into, Nathan?
I think you'll enter the space, there'll be live music playing, it'll kind of feel like a sit-down gig a little bit.
Cool.
And then, you know, suddenly, bam, you'll have like one of the city's finest MCs guiding you through this tour of the city's kind of most interesting storytellers, I think. Interesting, emerging, and some less emerging, but all in the kind of fresh, less known end, I think.
Yeah. That's what you want. You want to be surprised by what you're going to go and hear.
Yeah.
And are you surprised? Have you been surprised by some of the stories or the like narratives that are coming up through the different performers? Or did you kind of have an idea of what people might be bringing to the table?
I had an inkling, because I'm familiar with some of these people's works. Some of them have written new things for this event in particular. Some of them are kind of doing their best ofs. Sam's written this amazing kind of rant about wanting to have sex with everyone. It's like, as a sort of, but it feels very political, and it's that kind of, it sort of undercuts the everyday banality of like you're waiting in line and you just wish, you know what, everyone just should have sex right now. And it's just like this great thing. It's this kind of stream of consciousness, and I just think it's like really surprising. But then the other surprised me all the time, like I've heard Takunda and Jai perform last year during the Slam National Finals.
Cool.
And they just blew me away. I was like, oh no, I'm going to lose.
There's other good poets out there. It's a good problem to have. It is, I think, awesome when you get a whole bunch of people who are very diverse in a space to share stories together, and you're kind of welcoming the audience into maybe experience something that might be outside of their comfort zone a little bit too, or outside their realm of, you know, their friends or stories that they're familiar with. So it's definitely one to walk into with, I guess, an open mind and an ear to hear other people's narratives.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think sometimes there's this fear or misconception that like POC work can be alienating, and I think some of the poets are intentionally playing with that a bit. But it's curated in a way, I think, that we start off with a kind of the sexier, funnier stuff, and then we kind of move into the maybe heavier stuff.
Totally, yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really awesome show. It's starting tonight, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Opening night is tonight, 7 p.m. at the Main Space at Basement Theatre. We're only running for 3 nights, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just cool. before the big long weekend.
Nice. So make sure you head along if you've got no plans tonight. Tonight is the one to go, I reckon. 7 p.m., as you said, it's about an hour long. Sliding scale of $18 to $38, depending on your situation. And the basementtheatre.co.nz is the place to go to get tickets. Or just head on down to the basement early and buy one, yeah. I guess. Have a drink and catch up with your mates. Nathan, Joe, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us about Dirty Passports.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.